You are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m.
Hey, you know that.
And this is a mostly
it is
music edition. So stay tuned.
Oh, yeah, do that. Do that. Hey, man, last week I played a mostly music edition of this program, but this week we're going to spice it up with some folks talking that'll get people's jaws a-dropping. So if you think it's going to be exactly the same as last week, it won't be, and everything will be thrown into a new light.
So in our provinces, they might be like boroughs because they're quite large because Canada's huge.
It is.
Okay. So we have things broken up into provinces, and there was a provincial premier. So they're called premiers. So it's not a council, but he might have council, but he's the head of that province. Just like there's governors that are the head of states in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So this premier, he was caught on film. And I saw the video clip and I just couldn't believe what he said. So they had a really, really bad drought there in that heat wave that all really across Canada had for quite some time. And this was in, I think it was in June that it was.
It was a hot one. It was a hot one, Janine. We're hearing from Tarot by Janine. It was because of her.
The heat wave. Anyway, he was thanking the powers that be, but instead of saying, he was thanking for the rain they got, and he said it was $1 billion rain. And he went on to say, I just want to thank the people responsible. And he was very clear about mentioning certain people were responsible for the rain.
That's right, because they're controlling the weather. They're controlling the weather. And you know this, but she's going to get into it, Janine Morisot.
Saying he's thanking the universe or God or anything like that, or nature. No, he was thanking the people involved, and it was like he forgot himself, and he must have went over that point about 3 times in his little conversation. So that's making the rounds on social media as well. And what I did a reading around that was, it was almost like he was bowing. It was almost like he knew weather is manipulated. So
that's
the feeling you got was, this guy knows weather's being manipulated. It's probably been since the beginning of who knows what. I don't know how long it's been manipulated. Some people say since Second World War, the end of it. But I don't know how long. But it's really become obvious that they use it to oppress and or keep these premiers, these governors in line, the ones that are sort of on board with the deep state,
that's right.
I think, which there are, that's a lot.
They threaten people with hurricanes. They threaten people with droughts. They think they got so much clout, but they don't because they're going down.
A lot of them, especially in Canada, it's like across Canada. So they use them to keep in line. It's like they're going. It was like he was being given a little tidbit for his province to look good, and that's the whole feeling of what he was saying was, wow, it was like he was groveling, thanking the people responsible for giving them rain because now their crops can grow, and they're mainly a crop. Oriented province. And another funny thing is the crops they were growing that he was thanking for actually or whatever it is they were growing, they used them for
big pharma.
It was like big pharma.
Hey, yeah.
So it's not even food crops, it's like big pharma. Okay.
Right. Well, thanks for helping us kill some more people dead in the future. But you know that's how they do. But their reign is almost through. This is me and Nicola Roya Artuso playing live at an undisclosed location on January 1st, 2021.
That was a good one.
Shit really hit the fan.
That's
but
right.
You know what? We're almost done, and the war is almost over. We just walked into pantomime now.
That's right.
That's right. I said that last week, and it's still true. What? Yeah. I said many may fall by the wayside. That's what I said last week, and I still stand by that. Many may fall by the wayside, but shit is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Nicola Royer Artuso on the violin and Tony Ezzi on the piano.
We know that!
Nuts. They gave the rain to the big, the crops that grow big pharma. I mean, you know, like all of it's so suspicious that this is all manipulated. And of course, they're going to blame it on all these this weird weather pattern. Of course, you know, they're going to blame it on, climate change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's all our fault, just the minions. The minions are going to blame it all on us.
There was a person on CNN that I came across the other day where he was saying that climate change is a hoax and they're using these agendas.
That's right. Absolutely. And now it's coming out on CNN. CNN is admitting that. Come on, folks.
I absolutely agree. Every time I look at it, and I used to be a really big, like, truly believer in climate change because it somehow made sense the way they presented it. But the more I've been looking into things in the last 2 years, the more I'm absolutely convinced of the exact opposite. Everything's inverted.
You know
it. It's been manipulated. And this just further proved that they literally probably keep these governors and premiers in the West anyway. I'm sure they're doing it in your neck of the woods too. They keep them in line. They will do something like they did to Texas, to your weather. Okay, so now you got to deal with it if you're a governor. So they, a lot of people said the governor of Texas before that horrific freeze happened that was totally out of character, made no sense to their weather. Before that happened, the Texas governor was really like pushing the boundaries of the whole lockdowns and that kind of silliness and speaking out and was very vocal, and boom, they got 3 weeks of, and they have to deal with it. It costs a lot of money, and they keep them in line that way. That's what I think they've been doing.
That's what I know they've been doing.
Thank you. that deep state.
What do you think about this? The lightning strike that attacked the George Floyd artwork. Do you think
that was an act of God, buddy?
Maybe that was natural, or do you think that was the White Hats in control of the weather manipulation there? You know, what do you think?
I actually did a reading on that, and it was absolutely strange what came out of that reading. It was not nature per se. It seemed like it was an off-world entity, very feminine, oddly. I kept getting a feminine feeling, and I got it was like, and who manipulated it to be struck by lightning. But it was like a purposeful strike that was manipulated. And I got, this is going to sound nuts, a Venetian. I don't know if I said that word, but from Venice. Or no, sorry.
She meant to say Venus.
I mean, Venus. So from the planet Venus. So I got the feeling it was a feminine energy from the planet Venus that just wanted to say enough. So an off-worlder energy that's just trying to draw attention to, okay, this is ridiculous already. Like, that was the biggest psyop ever.
I would say that.
Oh, it wasn't clear. She said that was the biggest psyop ever. That's Tarot by Janine, and she knows what she means.
That's all that was with you. Yes, yes, yes. Who the where? Nah, that's. Tell it. Then I. Mm-hmm. And be clean. Yes, yes it is. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God. That's what it says. Answer me. That's a dead. Answer me.
Go ahead.
The day was my business. And was with me. Yes, it was. And the way that which I live. And again, but the devil, all of the Spain God, they were with them in their hands. And all of their earrings, which was in their ears, and drank up in the oak, and the which was in them. And what all you do for brother and your sister.
Give me that old life.
lie to you. Give me that old time. Lie to you. Good enough for me. Good. My old mother, it was good. Just then, my brother.
That was the Art Ensemble of Chicago with Message to Our Folks. And we're gonna hear more from that later. No jokes!
It is a lie. Do you wish to continue? Or do you wish to grow?
I know I'm a grow, so I withdraw all my energy. I will get it right. Crisis telepathy. Solar radiation that has been received. Now I'm home to some real mellow rap dreams. I am a receiver. I'm not a parrot of mental jogging set up to induce crisis to levitate.
I'll be Franks.
I'll be Franks. And I'll be Frank.
Better a little bit at a time, you know. I just wanted to apologize for to everybody for last time, as you know, some things were, I wasn't at my peak.
No,
I'm still not there, but
you were fucked up last
after
time.
Going over what was said, I realized some things were said that aren't 100% accurate. So
you let some people astray,
the modification of the waters as much as possible.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, thank you so much for, you know, giving us the time to correct those.
It takes a big man to admit that stuff. Gene Decode in discussion with Nicholas Veniami.
So if you would like to go and start with the SDI, please.
Yeah, so SDI, and I realize, you know, I said Star Wars, which is the common vernacular, just so everybody would understand, because not everybody knows what SDI, or Strategic Defense Initiative, that was put up in by Reagan. They got that completed in Reagan's second term. In the middle of his second term, and I was saying SDI initiative, so that was stupid. It's like Strategic Defense Initiative. So apologize for the stupidity last week. So SDI is particle based. It used to be back in the 80s, lasers. Now
they got particle beams. They got things popped out in space, and they are vaporizing shit with particle beams. Yeah, on the Earth. Yeah, they did it in 2001. Yeah, they did it recently. Yep, in Florida. They're never gonna do it again. No, because they're going down.
They sometimes will use a DARPA-created 4-terawatt laser that is bounced off a satellite or a satellite mounted for targeting. But that's just targeting. Like, if you watch the Paradise fires, you can see that come in before Paradise starts burning. It's targeting, it's hitting targets. So you like a sniper scope, you have that red light or sometimes an infrared light, and they have infrared vision. They can see it. And so they'll target, and then the shot will go out. And in this case, that's a directed energy weapon. That's a phased beam. What that means is it's a particle beam that's phased such that it doesn't lose its coherency through atmosphere. So that was the big error. If you remember that, for those who remember the Paradise fires, you saw homes were, even with a fireplace made
out of rock. Oh, man, they start forest fires with them things too, man. They do all manner of geological manipulations.
The rock was vaporized. And, you know, people keep their trash containers right next to the side of the house. The trash container might be a foot away to a fireplace that was vaporized. I mean, that's thousands and thousands of degrees. Yet a plastic trash container isn't even melted. I mean, that's showing you how precise and how coherent the beam stays, that it vaporizes only where it is and it doesn't do anything else. You saw the same thing in the Trade Towers. There was a parking lot 3 blocks away that they targeted first to make sure they could do what they were going to do. And the cars were all, like you saw in Paradise, melted. I mean, the engine blocks were melted. Same thing in Paradise. There was if you look through the footage, you can see one car where people got in a car they vaporized the people and melted the engine block even, and all the paint's gone, the rubber's gone. But about 3 feet away from the car is a little plastic tricycle. It's fine, you know. So they can, winning a an ICBM starts falling back to Earth. It doesn't matter, even if it was only 50 feet up, they could target it and vaporize. It could literally, if you were walking through downtown LA and had a foot around you, nobody near you, they could vaporize you if they wanted to. They could
better watch what you say.
Target an individual and vaporize them, and nobody else would even get their hair singed. So the, you know, this technology maintains a coherent beam that's very, very precisely targeted and very quick. It can take out, like I said, if every nuclear power on Earth was to launch simultaneously, they could take everything out before even re-entry.
So maybe there's some good applications for this technology, Gene Deco. We're gonna find out later on Space Plane.
Thank you.
because that they have systems that can penetrate all the way through the earth.
Right.
They found gold that's, 100 miles down. They can find all the way through the earth and out the other side. They can find caverns and things, and, the technology is extremely, and not only can they find it, they can tell you exactly what elements are there and what, if there's a person there, they can tell you how many people, what gender they are, pretty much all the statistics about the people. The technology is way, 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 I mean, imagine like Star Trek, where they're being able to track Kirk on the planet. And they said, okay, there's another person there, or there's this Zord, there's this reptilian guy there too. They can track all that. That's ancient technology.
That's right, and like he said, Gene Decode said, that's ancient technology, and they've had it, and they've been using it to manipulate the surface earth, folks. But it's all coming out. It's all coming out.
That's, when Star Trek was shown, that stuff was out before Star Trek came out. That's why they had it in Star Trek.
Soft disclosure.
These technologies are out there, have been out there for a long time. And supersonic and hypersonic missiles, there's both. They can carry tactical nuclear warheads. The missiles that the U.S., the Russians, the North Koreans have, the hypersonic and the supersonic, some self-launch, some otherwise launched, dumb launched or from a container or whatever. Those, even a hypersonic that's can go up to Mach 6.7 because they have a certain kind of parabolic shielding in front of it, that they don't go into altitude. They could go through downtown London at Mach 6 and avoid a two-decker bus, go up and over and keep on flying. If they wanted to have it 50 feet, it could still avoid it. Just go up and over stuff and around, two-decker bus on the bridge and go up over the bridge or under the bridge, whatever it needs to do. They have this parabolic radar system that sees things coming around, it can see stuff, it can navigate as it's going. It's going so fast, it's essentially taking a still life, if you will. It's looking, it says, at that speed, you can go through London in a second. So just say, everything's here, and it's through the city and gone. And so that's the point of that, is why you have to have interceptor missiles going faster yet, because to get that, SDI can take it out. And even that, it can even still take that out. So they keep trying to, they had to make SDI get upgraded because of
SDI is the Space Defense Initiative, started by Reagan.
Those type of missiles, they don't actually go out in space and then fall back. The ones the U.S., the North Koreans, and the Russians have don't do that. The other countries have the older stuff that, does go up there. So just wanted to clarify that there is more than what this was just said last time. And then there's some certain issues and things that were incorrect.
Oh, man, they've been messing around in our skies and they've been telling us lies. Work on me, Jesus.
Work on me, Jesus. Work me over.
Thank you. so I can love everybody. Lord, please take control. I want to be able to stand on judgment day. Lord, and you let through. I want to be able to work on my mind,
work on my heart,
so I can think right.
gonna say, wait a minute, Mr. Cleveland. What parts of you do you want me to work on?
Work on my mind.
Fine, boy.
So I can think right.
Work
on my heart.
Oh, Lord, why?
So I can love everybody.
Work
on my.
Established within the Saturnian realm, and also such things as psychic phenomena, but really in the dream, when it wasn't really a dream, Jackson, it was real, it would seem like a dream, but I knew it was some sort of extra.
Thank you.
Now, let's move on to the Nuremberg Code and also the jabs that you were talking about.
So on this, getting stuff in your arm and people thinking it's mandated, that you have to do it, a mandate's not a law. A law that violates the Nuremberg Code, because all the signatories of the UN Charter, which is all but two countries, one being the Vatican and one other country, are part of that charter. And those that are part of the charter are part of the have signed off on the Nuremberg Code. And so the Nuremberg Code states, as I'll show here, I think this is the one I want to look at. Hopefully edit this one.
Come on.
Yep. So
there it is.
This is this is not the original, which I'll show in a little bit, but this is introducing the Nuremberg Code, which has 10 standards, as you can see.
Gene Deco's about to talk about crimes against humanity perpetrated against us. That's right, all of us in these recent events. Now dig.
10 standards. Experiments carrying out physicians carrying out must conform and carrying out experiments on human subjects. Now accepted worldwide. New code now accepted worldwide. So they must have voluntary informed consent. Informed means you gotta...
They're doing a giant experiment on the human race, people, except it ain't so much of an experiment because they're expecting a lot of people to bite the dust!
To be told everything that's being done. They're putting something in your arm, like a needle. You gotta know every part of what's in going into you.
That's right. Better be informed, and maybe they don't want everybody to bite the dust. They want to turn people into cybertized automatons, and they've been doing it.
You gotta be shown what's in that. What's not being done. So it goes into what's permissible and what's not, and that it's a voluntary consent, and it's absolutely essential. First sentence. This means the person involved should, and legally speaking, should means must, you know, Black's Legal Dictionary, have legal capacity to give consent. You know, you can't give it to somebody who's mentally challenged, for example, because they don't have legal mental capacity.
That's right. That's what, I don't know if people understood that. Gene Decode said you cannot give the jab to somebody who is mentally challenged, because they cannot give their consent. Now, I think a lot of people out there are mentally challenged by the media indoctrination.
You must have exercise, be able to exercise free power of choice. I mean, you can't mandate it or make it so by law. By the law. And in the U.S. also, by the way, HIPAA, they can't ask you if you've had it. They can't even ask you. All you have to say is, due to the Privacy Act, you don't have the right to ask me that, and I don't have to tell you, because that's private information that violates my medical privacy. They can't ask anything at all, and then they can't, refrain you from going into locations, because it's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. It's, you know, they can't force fraud through force, any element through force, fraud, deceit, duress, etc. Coercion, constraint of coercion, form of constraint of coercion. What's constraint of coercion? Saying you can't leave here, you can't go there, etc. That's right. Not, that's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. Then we go further down. It has to yield fruitful results. What's fruitful results? It means that it's solving the problem, not making it worse.
Not making people die of aneurysms, dropping dead.
And I'll go into how it's making it worse shortly. For example, if you look at India, just to speak quickly, because I haven't pulled this up, the Sinovac, I mean, really, the Sinovac, if you somebody gave you something and it killed your spouse, and they're going to go, I've got something that you can put in your arm that will protect you, you're really going to buy it from the same person that made your wife just die or your spouse just die? you really going to trust that? And so India did, and they've lost a massive amount of their medical has had that. And so they lost 600 doctors in the last 2 weeks. Their medical system's near collapse because of it. And
because of the jab, folks.
Outside data seems corrupt. There's no use forming any ideas based around it. Or using it as a platform for any discussion. All I have on my own inside is right stars planning. Other people's thoughts and emotions, the other people's vibration of frequency.
Thank you.